Your Bluffs Country News, I'm Carla James. There was an accident on I-29 last evening. The Iowa State Patrol and Crescent Fire and Rescue responded after a vehicle rolled into the median. The vehicle was smoking. It is not known if anyone was hurt. Someone set fire inside of the pavilion at the skate park at 13th and Broadway yesterday. Council Bluffs Fire handled it. Police did locate a man who was possibly involved, but he took off on a scooter. The chase only reached speeds of 20 miles per hour that ended on West Side Drive. That is where a foot chase started and the man went inside of a home. He was taken into custody in the backyard. The Council Bluffs Police Youth Academy is back this summer. It is a free program that provides a hands-on opportunity for students to learn about law enforcement, leadership, and community service. It fills up fast. Students can contact their SRO for details. It is for middle school students, July 27th through the 31st, and for high schoolers, August 3rd through the 7th. The Oakland Manor Nursing Home is facing a fine after being accused of replacing painkillers for residents with vitamins or other over-the-counter medications. Accusations were made last March when there was a discrepancy in the inventory of narcotics. Several of the blister card packages appear to have been secured with medical tape, and the medication inside looked different from the real medication. Nearly 280 painkillers were replaced. The Pottawatomie County Board received an update this week on the legalities and the recent results of the Supreme Court regarding renewable energy. County Attorney Matt Wilbur told the board of a moratorium on wind energy projects and different ways counties are dealing with the decisions. These rulings could impact plans for a new wind energy project in Pottawatomie County. In honor of National Public Works Week, Council Bluffs will hold an open house Saturday from 11 until 2. There will be free hot dogs, paint a plow, and family-friendly activities. This will be held at 1001 10th Avenue. For Bluffs Country News, I'm Carla James.